Obviously, coming off the back of a pretty big loss, what are your thoughts, mate? What are your thoughts on the Championship season so far?
What do you think?
So, I mean, I guess we could start with, I mean, how is it different from last season?
See, this is the thing for me. So, like, obviously, based on how the season's gone now, you know, if we end up in the playoffs or whatever, we don't end up going up, you'd be absolutely good. But if you'd have asked us at the start of the season that we would be third with 8 games left to go, we're snapping your hands off. I don't care what anyone says. However good Bielsa is, no one expected this. I don't care. Some people might say, oh, I always knew. But let's be honest. I think to be where we are with 8 games left to go, it's huge, man. It's gone great.
Of course it has, mate. Yeah. No, I'd agree with you. I mean, you look at where we were last season. I mean, you know, I don't know what. I mean, what did you think? Did you think at the start of the season we'd be in the top six? I don't know. I mean, I kind of thought maybe I'd be hoping for sort of like maybe a fifth, sixth. Mm-hmm. But I never thought in my wildest dreams we'd be top. Yeah. Well, two for them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always positive. Listen, I'm positive under managers like Evans and that, for God's sake. Do you know what I mean? But. I didn't think we would be here. Let's be honest. Especially with the personnel that we started the season with.
Yeah.
It's true. The same personnel.
Same squad, isn't it?
Barry Douglas, who's done fuck all. That's just my opinion. Do you know, like, I remember that first game of the season, and I go with my pal who goes all the time. I remember saying, what is that lineup?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because it only Stokes. Yeah, against yeah. Stoke
against
as well.
Stoke.
Yeah.
Oh, where is everyone? Yeah. And that just shows how good of a coach Bielsa is, really, to think that he's managed to turn these, as we've said before, average players,
average
championship players into top level championship players.
We see that, don't you? We've spoken so much about Cooper, about Roof. I mean, Phillips even. I mean, you've always loved Phillips, haven't you? But I mean, I was probably one of his biggest critics last year. I thought when we sold Vieira, I thought that was a massive blow. And do you know what? Yeah. I still stick by. Yeah. I'd have loved to have seen what Bielsa could have done with Vieira.
Yeah, definitely.
But what he's managed to do with players who, average championship players, you know, I mean, all everyone harking back to the League One, Liam comments at the start of the season, and now to say where they are now, it's insane.
Like you say, you've got a good point about Vieira, because I think him and KP would have just in and out, and it would have just been class.
Rotation,
you know? For that position. I know he likes to play Forshaw there, but if we go back to earliest, you know, points in the season, you know, Forshaw and KP were in the same side, right? And so, you know, it would have been perfect, I guess, to KP and Ronnie to be able to switch over, you know. But it'd have been great to, you touched on Ronaldo Vieira, it'd have been great to see him there. I don't actually know how's he doing there, do you know?
I think he's in and out, but yeah. I mean, they evidently saw his quality, didn't they? And I don't know, at the start of the season when that happened, obviously he went for what, 7 mil?
Seven.
We brought Paddy in, didn't we, for 7 mil. I don't know. I'm always still a bit, because you've seen what Bielsa's been able to do with
exactly,
the sort of players
we
have. And let's be right, Vieira was probably on a different plane to the rest of that team last season as
last
well,
season,
wasn't
it? Was
unreal.
Yeah.
Even in the monk here, he was by far. And I just saw him, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I actually saw him as a Vieira, a Patrick Vieira, that sort of player in our squad. You know, combative, wasn't he? And just so good on the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know, mate. But then,
I think he'll go on to do great things in the
game. Do you reckon?
Yeah, 100%. He's still young, mate.
Yeah.
He's still young. And I remember at the time doing a video, and it all seemed a little bit dodgy, because it was around about the same time that we got Douglas.
Mm.
And was it Mendes who sorts all the stuff for Wolves? And I think he had a deal in Vieira going there, and I remember doing a video, I looked back and I was thinking, it all smells a bit dodgy to me, because like Vieira's gone there, and then we've got Douglas on the cheap, because at the time, Douglas 3 million, it was a snip, obviously you'd probably say now you'd have a different attitude to it.
Should
be
running for one.
Yeah, exactly. He's definitely not the same guy that
definitely
was at Wolves.
Really. And like we said, mate, I mean, it's one of those things where, do you perform better with better players around you? Of course you do. You know, there's always been that question mark around him, which he's never been at the top level.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's 29 now, isn't he?
Yeah. And what you, I guess in a way, even for, I worked with a lad who was a Wolves fan, and he was shocked that we'd sold him. But I guess in a way,
right decision.
Nuno's been vindicated.
Yeah, of course
they've
he has.
They've been vindicated
of course
because
he has. Yeah, yeah.
listen, he hadn't been able to do it for us, so he wouldn't have been able to do it in the Prem. It's facts.
He got hounded as well, didn't he? Like you said, by Wolves fans, by even like Leeds fans. We were just like, wow, we've got him for $3 million.
I mean, he was shocked himself. He was, I remember him saying, he coming in and they were saying, oh, we're getting ready. He was like, what? And maybe that has a part to play in why he's not been great, because listen, he thought he was going to the promised land, going to the Prem, and then to
motivation
just
to keep going again and again, isn't it?
To just come in and be told, actually,
not good enough.
You're not good enough for us, in our opinion, so we're going to sell you at cut price. It wasn't as if people were banging the door down, which surprised me as well. That's why I was mentioning about it being a bit dodgy, because I was like, how have we managed to get him for $3 million? Yeah. How has no one else
It's a good point.
Because ultimately, there is teams in the Championship that have got well bigger budgets than us, that surely if he was mooted to them, they'd have took him. So that's why I dodged. But I'm just theorising, you know what I mean? I'm what's the word?
Speculate.
Yeah, conspiracy theory.
Like you said, Joe, he was. I mean, the other one at the start as well, for me, and I don't know, I do think it has had an impact. I think Saiz, and I know a lot, you know, you did a video on it, didn't you, where you were just sort of like, you know, if you don't want to play, then fair play. Yeah. But I don't know, I think in some games since Saiz left, I think he could have unlocked something. Yeah. But the issue with Saiz, I mean, he's coming back at the end of the season, we all know that, but it's his attitude, isn't it? It was always his attitude.
The Elves won't take him.
No way.
Regardless of, even if Hatafi, it's evident now, it looks that they don't want him on a perm, especially for the money that they'd have to pay. What would it be, about like six or something like that?
Yeah.
I think that was muted, wasn't it?
I wonder why.
I don't know. I don't
know. Attitude maybe again.
Yeah, again. I mean, I think that's what it boils down to. And a lot of people said, oh, family issues, didn't it? Yeah, I understand that, but there was nothing stopping his partner going back to Spain. He could have still gone, look, the guys get a lot of time off, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I think it was an easy get out for him, personally.
Yeah.
You know, some people might disagree, but, and the club were willing to let him go. Not only that, they let him go when we still had like three or four games left to play until he could actually play for Hatafi. So what was the point?
Yeah.
They said, yeah, we'll let you go, but we've still got a couple of games. I do agree with you in that certain games, let's say for Sheffield United, for example, or even QPR.
It would be perfect.
It'd have been perfect.
Drawing players out, three or four players.
Mm-hmm. My mate texts me, Sean, and who I go to the football with, and he said, look, have you seen this news about Hatafi wanting him, you know, not wanting him? I think it was lazy journalism, but they were basically saying that he could go back to Leeds. And my mate said to me, would you take him back? And I turned around and, you know, just because of our, no, I don't want him back because he left us, you know what I mean? I have that attitude. Listen, if you didn't want to put the, what I didn't understand was he had an opportunity to become, this squad, if it gets us up, they'll be revered for years to come. Let's be honest, they will. Because we've been in the doldrums that long, what, 15 years, you know? They'll be revered, yeah? Look at that squad that beat Man United at Old Trafford, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Some of them players in that squad.
So talk about them, don't we? Andy Hughes.
Andy Hughes, massive.
Kis Narber.
Yeah, the lot of them. And if this squad got, and he had the opportunity to be part of that, you want to turn your back to go play for Hatafi because it's in Spain.
On loan.
Didn't make sense to me. So that's why I was like, no, I don't want him back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Why does he want to come back when we're in the Prem? Let's say we're in the Prem and he says, no, look, I'm willing to put the work in. I want to. Why? Just because we're in the Prem. Do one.
Yeah, no, I agree, mate. I agree. It's attitude, isn't it? Attitude's got to be in it. You've got to be. And as Leeds fans in particular, a working class club, and all we want is effort. That's number one, isn't it? But 100%. And that's why everyone loved Hughes, wasn't it? And Becchio.
Yeah, definitely. That's, you know what? Why. I mean, at the end of the day, he came out and said that he stopped playing after that sentence.
Yeah, I mean,
are you crazy? You don't say that.
Especially to Bielsa.
Yeah, you don't say it, man. He said it in a press conference, right, as well.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
And
you,
especially when you bring him in, which we did, alongside someone like Alioski, who doesn't stop.
Yeah, you know,
and let's be right, at the start of the season, me included, I was a little bit like, with Alioski, we saw him playing left wing, and it was a little bit like, you know, I mean, I did a video on it in ours, I said, Alioski, I put question mark.
I remember saying in the transfer, like leading up to a transfer window, saying he's the weak link and he's the one that we need a replacement for. I said that, and some people were like, no, he's not, you know what I mean? And everyone's entitled to their opinion. That's what football, right? You either agree, disagree, you know what I mean? But you're right, man. I think with Bielsa, Alioski will run through brick walls.
But I also think you were right, Joe, in a sense that you were talking about him as a left winger. As a left winger, we did need a replacement for him, because he's not a left winger. It's like playing, I mean, I even said it, it was mental, but I said, you know, even put Douglas at left wing at one point, because I was just like, at least change it up and see if we can get something a little bit different before we knew about Clark.
Yeah.
But I just think he's been a revelation at left back, and I think what Bielsa's done is he's built confidence in the lad, and it's amazing how we didn't see it before, isn't it? He plays for Macedonia at left back, Lugano we played at left back. Why had we been playing in left wing?
And I said, and I've said it on podcasts and I've said it on videos, I think if he plays at left back last season, we don't sign Douglas. Do you know what I mean? Because we see the potential of him.
Yeah, fair point.
I mean, we still might have signed Douglas because of the amount that we had to pay for him.
And who he was.
Yeah, and who he was peanuts. But, you know, I genuinely believe, like, especially if you think back to last season, so, you know, we had Berardi playing, we had all sorts playing left back except Alioski.
At the moment,
he's, for me, he should, like, the turnaround in such a short space of time, not even over the season, since January, and we're only in March. Like I said, people were saying, me included, you know, we need a new left winger, we need someone instead of Alioski. Yes, like you said, it's a different position, but ultimately, the fans' opinion on Alioski has just changed in the space of like 2 or 3 months, because we can see that he's just an absolute grafter.
And he's changed a lot of people's opinions.
Yeah, massive.
And another one as well, you know, has changed opinion. Luke Ayling at the minute.
Wow.
You know, I mean, there was a period, wasn't there, where everyone was shouting for when Berardi gets back, stick him in Shackleton right back.
Yeah.
But now it's all in favour of Luke Ayling, isn't it?
Yeah. Why did he sub him at the weekend? I know we're going back, but why did he sub him? You know, I just remember that right hand side, and I'm thinking they're combining so well. Pablo, Click, even Roberts coming into Ayling, and then he just switched that whole right hand side. You know, and I heard it on one of the podcasts. He said, like, when you're going after a game, this is the one thing. I mean, no one, I love Bielsa, no one's exempt from criticism. And someone said, why, when you're going after a game and you're down one, you don't change your fullbacks. And I thought, do you know what? I never thought of it like that. Mm. But you've got a point. You don't change fullbacks when you're going after a game. Do you know what I mean?
You see it as a bit of a waste of a sub, don't you? Unless. You know, if Dallas was going to be hurting them going forward, with all respect to Dallas, I can only think of one game where he's done that. It's Redden at home, where he had a really good game when he came on.
There was the opportunity, QBR.
He had to score.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's maybe super critical. But
and do you not think the Telegraph, as a fan, can you call these substitutions?
I can now.
I've said it before. Remember when Douglas came back from his injury, and I remember doing a pre-match and saying, I think this will happen.
Yeah.
You know, Harrison will come off Alioski, and it happened, and it continues to happen. There was a lad in front of me at the game, said, is Clark on the bench? I said, yes, Clark's on the bench, but I'm guaranteed we'll see other people before someone in front of us went, yeah, Dallas did all right. So everyone is starting to, they're aware of these substitutions. There's a little bit telegraphed. And listen, I'm not questioning the man, because listen, who am I? Do you know what I mean? The funny thing from my post-match, I said Chris Basham played all right. I watched Bloody Wilders, and he was saying after the game, it's a good job he scored, because I was going to bring him off. He was doing shite, and I'm going,
I
thought Basham played well.
I saw a lot of Sheffield United fans saying that on a lot of the blogs. They were saying they wanted him hauled off at half time.
Well, Wilders said it after 25 minutes, he was going
to
bring him off.
Because he wanted to put, I think what he did, didn't he? He put, I mean, what a masterstroke that Wilder that was. I mean, who puts a centre half? I'll tell you who does it. Neil Warnock was Sol Bamba against us last season. Do you remember that? 10 out of 10 performances on both occasions.
What did
he
say? He was like, he name
checked.
He was
unbelievable,
someone,
wasn't he?
But he name checked someone and said he was on the same par. I forget who it was, man. It was funny.
Warnock did with Bamba?
I forget who it was, and I was like, you're off your head.
So, what do you reckon? What's been your favourite home game then, mate, so far this season? What would you say? I'd say the one we were at one was pretty special, wasn't it? Derby at home. I'd say that was pretty special.
Yeah, man. Performance wise, it was unreal. I mean, obviously I've got a season ticket, but the Boxing Day fixture against Blackburn. Now I couldn't go. I couldn't go because I've got bands. You know what I mean? I've got kids, and I don't get it. Anyway, but I was at home basically for Boxing Day, and I remember like staring at them thinking, yeah, you absolute git. Do you know what I mean? No, because I couldn't go to the game. But that would have been special, man. That would have been special. It's so frustrating because the fixtures that I've missed, and we'll go on to the away games, but I even missed the West Brom game due to personal reasons, and it's like, my God, my mate said that was the best atmosphere he's had experienced.
Yeah, I've heard that. I missed it as well.
I missed it, man, and I've got a season ticket, so it's frustrating. But yeah, like you say, Derby. I thought Stoke at home, first game of the season, wow.
Yeah, but that, just didn't in the sun it. As well, in the oh, sun, yeah, everything man. Was perfect, wasn't it?
Everyone was buzzing, and not none of us expected what we did. Like you say, yeah, Derby, and I think just everything that surrounded the Derby fixture as well, you know.
Spygate and everything, yeah.
And, you know, only a couple of days later, Bielsa doing his press conference. I remember being at work and doing an Instagram story thinking, he's gone, you know.
Oh, we were all talking about it, wasn't it? That massive horrible. Stream I did from, you know, remember it just...
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible, that, wasn't it? And we all thought he was going, that was it.
What a performance.
Oh, we were incredible.
And this is what... This
it's annoying,
is what,
isn't it? It's the consistency of those performances.
But this is what makes me think we're still in with a shout. Obviously, 8 games left to go because these sort of against adversity. I mean, Click came out and said in the press conference prior to Sheffield United, I think he mentioned about, you know, after getting beat at the QPR game, they wanted to destroy West Brom, and look what they did after the Derby thing, they galvanised them, and I'm hoping for a similar sort of result come Millwall on the 30th.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Yeah, I mean, I'd probably say my favourite one, obviously because I was in Australia for about 6 months of it, so I've not been able to see that many, but shout out to all you lot who are watching from Australia. We get a lot, don't we, Joe?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd probably have to say that I think that Derby game we went to was pretty special. Like you said, Joe, it was everything that was built up. Everyone was hating on us. Yeah. You know, it was all the other clubs coming out and having the 2 cents, won it. Every other club, Bristol City being a massive one, Norwich as well, of course.
Even the... When I went home and you watch it back, even like Sky didn't give us a fair shake leading up to it. You know, Andrews and Bent and that calling for bloody points.
Do you remember Forshaw that game as well? How good was he that game?
Oh, I know,
Forshaw,
yeah,
best game in a Leeds shirt, wasn't it?
He was class.
Special mention to him, he was brilliant. But leads me on to what about your favourite away game so far? Oh, what's your favourite away performance that you're not necessarily have been to, but you've seen?
Derby away, the second game of the season. What? Because that was another one for me in that was Stoke flash in the pan.
Yeah.
Were they thinking they were better than the Championship? You know what happens when teams come down? You know, they had players like Joe Allen and that, and they, you know, they're thinking we're better than this. So for us to go out and do what we did to Derby, I think a lot of it's down to the way Frank Lampard tried his tactics to try to fight fire with fire.
Tried to go blow for blow against us every time, didn't
they? Which they had no chance. But again, one that I didn't get to go to, but it'll be Villa. Villa was huge, wasn't it? Because it was one of them like season defining. If we do go up, it's one of them games where you look at and think, wow, you know?
Well, it was a wow. That's exactly what it was, mate. It was a wild performance. Joe actually got me a ticket for that and he didn't go. But yeah, I mean, 2-0 down to that lot as well with the quality they've got on the pitch, you know, the whole end behind him. Villa Park's a rocking stadium, so it's brilliant.
I've never been there.
Oh, mate, it's a brilliant stadium. You know, and one of the special grounds in English football,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And when they go 2-0 up, you're thinking to yourself, this is going to be an absolute whitewash.
Yeah.
Remember my granddad texting me, and he just went, I feel so sorry for you and your dad at this point.
Not going down Birmingham
to half time, you can imagine what I was like. And that second half, obviously, Clark came on, changed the game, and that goal expected. And that's a brilliant thing as well. I mean, we've still got these players to come back.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Rufu, just. I don't know what's happened to him this year. It's a natural. He's not a natural finisher, but his finishing has improved so much, hasn't it? And that, I mean, that goal against Villa sort of left peg, bottom corner.
That was insanely, insane. In my front room, like obviously on the weekend, I have the kids and stuff, and they were like, "What's going on, man?"
Yeah.
I was giving. Everyone knows.
I had a headache for about 4 days after that.
To be there though, to sample that, it would have been special.
Oh, it really
been
was
special.
Yeah.
I think they had an opportunity at 2-0 as well. I think it might have been Codger.
Oh yeah, when he should have buried it.
Yeah.
No, it was Balassi, wasn't it? Balassi, when he hit it with his wrong foot, didn't he?
I can't remember.
Bizarre.
My memory's poor, but yeah, special. But let's say, so obviously favourite game then. What do you think's been the worst away performance?
What a great question. I think, to be honest, mate, for the whole situation, I'd probably go QPR.
Mm.
That was a punch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That really hurt. I know that hurt every single Leeds fan.
It was
a sucker punch. Wasn't it?
I don't buy into this. You know, everyone keeps saying how important that QPR. Oh, that'll be the reason we lost. And that. Listen, there's a lot of reasons why. For me, if we don't go up, it's due to our inefficiencies. inefficiencies in front of goal, I don't think you can pinpoint one game because you could go on all day, couldn't you?
Yeah.
But I think Stoke was really poor as well. I went to that game and
We had a chat before that. I just had a feeling with Stoke.
Do you know what pissed me off more? Is the fact after us, they didn't win for about 6 or 7.
I don't think they have. No. I don't think they have.
And that's where the blasphemy baton started on the square ball, weren't it? Do you know what I mean?
But it's funny. Exact same as QPR, isn't it?
Yeah.
Getting beat by Rotherham at home the other week.
Exactly, mate. And I said about QPR as well. I remember saying in my post-match, and I can almost guarantee QPR will play next. And who did they play? They played Brentford. They got battered like 4-1 or 4-0.
Yeah, they got slapped, didn't they? Okay, it was 5-0 or something ridiculous
it's
like that.
It's so frustrating, but it comes back to, and Neil Harris has already started, and we're not playing till 30th. Coming out and stoking the fire and saying, this is our biggest game of the season. What are you talking about? Like, why? You've got 8 games left to go. Yes, you're in a relegation dogfight, but why playing Leeds with 8 games left to go is your biggest game of the season? But in terms of how the players apply themselves, no disrespect to Norwich fans if you're watching, or Sheffield United fans, a lot of teams couldn't give two hoots. Whereas when they play in Leeds, they want to be the team that screws us over. The fans want to be able to see Leeds are falling apart again.
They love that chant, Leeds are falling apart. Joe, you're completely right. And you know, it's one of those things where you've got to admit, one of my mates is a Barnsley fan, and he said, every time someone plays Sunderland, they up their game. And that's why Sunderland have got so many draws this season, because you get Wickham, you get Wimbledon playing them, and they up the games. It's Sunderland, do you know what I mean? It's a Premier League club. Whereas when they play Barnsley, he's even admitted as a Barnsley fan, he's come out and he said, they don't up the levels as much because it's a we go and beat them 2 or 3 nil.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same with Leeds. It's always said, everyone hates us. They do. If you're not Leeds, you hate Leeds. Yeah. And that's, if you're watching this video and you're an opposition fan, you're kidding yourself if you don't. It's true, isn't it? Every club hates us.
But we love that, right?
And we love it. That's what we are. But every, and like you said, you're 100%. I mean, you look at when Bolton played Norwich and they rolled over 4-0. Yeah. They come to Elland Road and they put in the performance of the season and we barely beat them.
And that's so poignant because I watch a lot of fan channels and obviously, I remember, who was it? I think it might have been Bolton. They said it was the performance of the season. Yeah, we won.
QPR was the exact same.
Borough, performance of the season. So even though they're having these mid performances, we were still managed to get points from. But
well, Borough fans hark back to being you know the performance of the season against Leeds.
Yeah, and then they go on that. And the reason I put it down to is because we are such a big club, and like you say, everyone hates us. Even the players, like, look at Steve Morrison. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in the dressing room for them?
It's his biggest game of the season, isn't it? Steve Morrison, it's the only game of the season he turns up to.
Yeah.
And it's the same with Harris. Like, and this is what I was saying to Joe as well before coming on air. You know, you look at sort of and it is so frustrating that every club sort of, and even Ipswich, the last day of the season, if there's something to play for, Ipswich will turn up. They will turn up against Leeds.
I mean,
let's hope there isn't a Norwich
in the fight because rivalry, they might just roll over for us.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But, you know, you can almost guarantee every team is going to...
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the remaining fixtures. Villa are going to turn up because Villa have got something to play for. Yeah. Wednesday are certainly going to turn up to ruin the... Although, you know, they wouldn't because of United. But, you know, and we've got... There's a few games. Preston... You know, Birmingham with Monk.
Yeah, that's pivotal, isn't it? The Birmingham Preston swing between us
alternate.
And Sheffield United.
Yeah.
That's huge, man. So huge.
So if we hark back, Joe, what obviously with this being sort of a championship review of everything so far, what do you think Bielsa's done for our club overall? Like just that man in general, because we've spoken about everything, including the club. Yeah. But what about the man at the top of the tree at the minute?
Oh, it's just. Like I get like a little fuzzy feeling, do you know what I mean? It's just galvanised us, right? I think a lot of that has to do with Rads and that as well because of the way
Otter
the football,
as well. You got to give credit to Otter.
The way the football clubs run. Do you know even like what a man? You know like when he gets off the coach, he's getting lollies and
conducts
he's giving
himself
them the kids.
So respectful,
do you know what
isn't
mean?
He?
Yeah. Well, we all know. Did you see the Sky interview?
No, he got a bit.
The guy was like, no, answer the question.
Yeah.
That's the first time, really, I've seen him get a little bit shirty, I guess. But no, well, look at the football. It's the best football we've been playing, period, you know, for a very, very long time.
And if you're an opposing fan watching this, imagine getting a team who had no sort of cohesion, teamwork last year. They're running out. They didn't. I wouldn't say they all played for the badge last season. For me, I wouldn't say they all put in 100% effort. All I'm not saying they're unfit, but they're nowhere near as fit as they are now. And imagine getting a team that has sort of flirted with 13th place and 15th place really for the past 5 years, hasn't it? Apart from that Monk season. Imagine getting that team and blowing the championship away with that team with barely any additions. Do you know what I mean? People, I think opposition fans sort of don't give him enough credit for what he's done for this football
club. And I think, but a lot of that, again, it comes back to it's because it's Leeds. Because if it was anywhere else, if it was in the Premier League, even if it was in the Premier League and Leeds were in there, they'd get a lot more plaudits because it's the Premier League and that's the only league that exists at times. Do you know what I mean? But what he's done, like the style of football, mate, to see it week in, week out, it is just amazing. You know what I mean?
This take season, it for granted at the minute, don't
we? Oh, yeah, but this season, and I always hark back to it, if we do go up, the end of season DVD or moments and that. Can you imagine?
Box set.
Oh, 100%. Be watching it back to back.
Oh, I will. Won't be able to work anymore.
He's just the messiah, isn't he, man? And he's just fantastic, you know?
I just think he's just changed everything, hasn't he? He's, everything at Thorpe Arch, our training ground, he's made better. The players' ethos, they all want to die for that badge now. They go right till the end of the talk about Villa and Blackburn earlier on. Uh-huh. And teams come out this season and they're fearful. They don't want to play Leeds. They don't want to play Leeds because we go right till the end.
And I mean, we've scored in every, well, apart from QPR, but we, up until QPR, we'd scored in every single away game. The only team across Europe to do that. That tells you all you need to know about. I mean, previous seasons, Leeds United going down away from home, roll over. If we concede early, honestly, previous seasons, Leeds fans watching this will understand, but any opposing fans, that was it. A mentality, we've lost.
Game over,
we've lost. And we'll probably get someone sent off and concede about four, because
Wilder said an interesting comment last season, which I actually saw on, I've just read a, I can't remember what article it was now, and he said,
get at these.
He was like, they've got soft underbelly. And he said, get at them, because if you get at them they'll roll. And he was right, and we did last season, we've done it for multiple seasons, but it's so annoying that the players' ethos don't match the fans in it, because we wouldn't roll over for anything, because we'd die for the club, wouldn't we? But big question, Joe, will he stay if we don't go up?
I would hope,
because we've seen everyone else's opinion, even people close to the club, but what do you think? Do you think he'd stay? Do you think he's got a project at Leeds? Do you think he loves Leeds? He's, for me, he's indoctrinated into the fabric.
Danny Mills, he said that he walks, he actually haggled for this. Have you seen the clip? So Danny Mills was on TalkSport, so the shite, but he was on TalkSport, and basically he lives in a little flat above a shop, and he said that he'd haggled. He'd haggled for like 2 or 3 weeks for the rent. And he's on like $6 million or whatever it is,
My God.
But and it just tells you about the guy, there's no frills, there's no, you know what I mean? It's
no
just,
glamour.
No. And you are right, he's bought into it. Listen, a manager like Bielsa could walk into the majority of most clubs, right? You know, he's had offers from the Premier League before, but it's about a project for him. And I think if we just miss out, I think he could give us another season.
I think it'd be heart wrenching if we didn't go up, and touch wood we will. But it'd be heart wrenching if you then went. But I don't know, you sort of got that glimmer of hope with Bielsa. I mean, this is all dependent on if we don't go up, and there's a massive chance we will go up.
Yeah.
But there's a thing with Bielsa that he's just got, he's got morals. You don't see that a lot in football. It's all about the money, isn't it? It's
exactly,
all about the money.
That's what I'm saying.
And there's no doubt that when West Ham came in for him, they'll probably offered him $10 million a year, but he didn't see a project in it. Now he didn't with Swansea either, did he?
Yeah.
So for me, there is a big chance he will start. I do firmly believe that, and maybe I'm being a bit naive, but you see the guy walking out. I've never seen him in a normal clothing garment. He's always in Leeds stuff, isn't he? He never takes it off. And I just think.
And just,
go on.
Just of how the season's gone in terms of Spygate, all
injuries,
this sort of stuff.
50 injuries.
We've been so unlucky. It's his first season in the Championship, and it's a lot to acclimatise to, especially when you've been playing in the, you know, managing in the higher leagues of Europe, you know what I mean, to come out of the Championship. Some of the football that's on display isn't great. And I think if he did come round a second season, for me, you'd fancy us to walk it, man. Surely.
Because he'd
we'd have more personnel as well, he'd get more people in the door.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't famously, rumoured, you know, by a lot of top source at the club, we're after Barnes. Vidra, Angus Gunn in there. So, you know, that's the sort of the spine of the team, isn't it? And we didn't get those tackles. That's who Bielsa wanted.
Well, Harvey Barnes was
at Thorpe Arch. And we didn't manage to get them. And you think if those players were playing under him, even once again, harking back, and I'm still so upset about this, but Daniel James, I still think if he'd have come through the door,
of course.
I think we'd probably be top of the league because we're so good going forward. The amount of chances created, and I said it on an opposite on a video earlier on, and I was saying to you, well, I got hammered for it. I still firmly believe we are the best attacking team in the division, and I still stand by that because you look at the amount of chances we create. Unfortunately, we can't finish them, but the amount of chances we create in an offensive team is beyond any other team in this division. We just can't finish them.
So if you put
Daniel James in that mix,
but not even that, right? So if we were to take out Rufo Bamford and replace it with a Pookie who's on fire, we'd be fucking miles away.
Natural finisher
Dwight Gayle, if you put him in that side, we'd be miles away.
Lewis Graben,
so we're up there with the highest, if not the highest, but in terms of conversion we're up there near the bottom of the division.
We are the highest. We are the highest in chances created.
But in terms of conversion we're right down the bottom end, which to say we're third, it's mental really that we are third based on that stat alone. But honestly, if we could just finish our chances, I mean, look, Saturday we had 17 shots on goal and not one on target. Like, that's brutal.
Pretty embarrassing.
It's brutal.
It is embarrassing. For me, it's. But you know, you look at some of the chances, and it's like, you know, I don't want to have. I mean, we'll go on about this on another video, but the Roberts chance just wide, you know, the Cleek chance which he hops over and Alioski gets it, and then the Bamford's got to put that away when he hits the defender.
Yeah,
he's got to slide that into the bottom corner.
Yeah.
And then obviously
Harrison, that has to go in, mate. Any other player, it's going
straight. And then Jansen with about 2 yards out, Roberts second half smacking the post. It's chance after chance after chance. And do you know what? If we don't go up, that's why.
Yeah.
You can't blame the transfers. It's the fact we cannot put the ball in the back of the net when it matters.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that is for me, when we're talking about the review so far this season with Leeds United, it's the fact that we probably scored a third of the goals that we should have scored.
Yeah.
Do you know what 100%. I think?
Because if we convert the chances created, we are top by a
miles,
long way.
Miles ahead.
By a long way.
And a lot of teams may come on this channel, they may say, well, you know, we've had this many chances, and that's fair play, but at the end of the day, statistically, we have got, I think we've created so far this season, I think I saw a stat earlier on Twitter, it's 490 chances created.
It is insane.
Which is just ridiculous. It is one of those where you think we're just not putting enough away for me, and that has been a big problem of the season. It's been a massive problem for Leeds United, but that is the culminating factor for me if we don't go up. And obviously we've got the other things in there. You look at your Spygate, you look at the goals, and the big thing that we're discussing at the minute, Joe, it's the goal difference, mate. For me, that acts as an extra point. Yeah. Sheffield United and Norwich, even West Brom, have a better goal difference than Leeds.
I think, we'll touch on it in another video. Obviously, we've done a bit of Sheffield United, Norwich, Leeds running. And I do think the goal difference could be key. Mm. Could be key.
Now Titan's going to go.
Yeah, and look, Norwich score loads. Sheffield United keep them out.
And currently, Norwich are the best attacking side in the division, aren't they, with everything that's encompassed. Yeah. And Sheffield United, let's be right with Sheffield United, I'm not upset, Joe just said we're going to talk about it in another video, but not conceding a goal in the Championship in 7 games, which is just, I guess the other thing I'd like to touch on as well before we end the video is, what do you think about the atmosphere at Elland Road? And do you think in the big games that we've had, you know, obviously more recently we've had probably the Derby one, which has worked in our favour, we've had West Brom, Norwich and Sheffield United. Do you think the big atmosphere, the building it up, do you think that works in our favour or not? Because I'm really on the fence with that at the minute.
Yeah, so I don't suppose I've got an opinion either way. I've seen a lot of people commenting saying that we weren't great for Sheffield United. I don't think that's true. People can compare it with
West Brom. You're talking about fans here.
The atmosphere. People can compare it with West Brom, but listen, West Brom, we're in front within fucking 16 seconds.
So it's going to automatically go up, innit?
Norwich, That got built up for me too much. Yeah. And as soon as we went down, that was it, flat, boom. And then it just got from worse to worse.
I think the issue with the Norwich one as well, there was a lot of overconfidence.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah,
that bothered me with the Norwich thing.
I think maybe...
No, I don't think there was enough respect for how good Norwich were.
And I think even I would say as well, Pontus coming out and saying what he did against United, maybe you need to say that, because now how do you feel? How does you feel? Because you've said this was the biggest game of your life and that, and now you've lost it. So, I don't know.
How'd you come back from that?
It's the biggest game of our lives. Click echoed his thoughts as well, and then we've lost it. But one thing I will say, after listening to Ben Parker on a podcast, he basically said the mood within the camp is really positive. Yeah. And he said if you compare it to QPR, it's chalk and cheese. So that's really good. And I guess that's down to the fact that the performance against Sheffield United was really good. Let's not get away from that fact. It was really
very good.
We just didn't convert our chances. On another day, we win that game.
Well, we're the better team.
Yeah, 100%. And Chris Wilder said so. Sheffield United fans say so. So that's fair play.
They're vloggers.
Yeah.
Chris Wilder, of course. You know, a lot of fans on opposition blogs and stuff like that. All saying we were the better team. And like Bamford said as well, let's be realistic here. We could have been 3-0 up.
Yeah.
Couldn't we?
Yeah.
And I don't know, with me, the atmosphere, it does work both ways. I know.
I just wish we was. You know, I keep coming back to things.
Because we have to wait, don't we, now?
Yeah. If we'd have had 5 points, we could have afforded a slip-up. You know what I mean?
But the pressure has still been on.
100%. But let's say, for example, Sheffield United drew at Bristol City, then it's 6 points, and then do you see just little things like that? I don't know if my maths right there, but all I'm saying is we could have afforded a slip-up. Now, is it better being the hunted or the hunted? I don't know, but in terms of if we slip up, is that it? I know there's 8 games left to go, but if we came back and drew and Sheffield United won it, it's bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, of
course, that's why we needed that little bit of cushion. The game in terms of how the season ended was so much bigger for Sheffield United, because 5 points is a big, big gap. We've only 8 games left to go.
Yeah.
Point our way, it's not so big. And fingers crossed we can overcome it, you know.
But the review so far, what how would you summarise it, mate? How would you summarise Leeds United's season so far in a word?
It's been mint. Roller coaster ride. But regardless of what happens at the end, it'll be one that will stick in memory.
Oh, forever.
Yeah, you know,
forever.
Just because of everything that's happened, I harp on about it in my own videos. I say, you know, the end of season DVD. If we do go up, it'll be what a watch that will be. Even like Pontus having to go in goal, like Shades of Radaby, and look how long that picture stuck around.
Yeah,
you know, if we go up, like, will it be that video clip of when the wall turns round to Pontus and goes, "Where do we stand?" And he goes, "I don't fucking know." You know what I mean? Just little things like
that. How well did Pablo do there, by the way, when you just got back in front of the post and knocked it out? Jesus. But I think, I mean, I guess my word, once again, I like it always is with Leeds, dramatic, you know, but it has been unbelievable. We're not at the end yet, but we're near the end. We can see the finishing line now, can't we? We can see it, and we're going to touch that on in another video. But as I say, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this. It's been something a little bit different. If you'd like to see it a little bit more from me and Joe, make sure you comment in the section below. Make sure you like the video as well. And we've got a few other videos coming.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been nice, mate. It's been nice. I need a piss now, but there you go.
All right, guys, catch you in a bit.
Thank
Cheers.
You.